the minute he walked through the gates of the City Ground, that it was a match made in heaven, as in to have probably arguably the best player back in charge. But Stuart Pearce knew that he was going to be under pressure, as in the buck stops with him. And like you said, in the last 2 in 19, it is abysmal. The performance hasn't been good enough with the players, and the squad they do have isn't good enough. But I'd have to give Stuart Pearce credit that, and you'll back me up and other people, that he's brought a feel-good factor back to the club. And even through these bad times, you're still allowed to go down to the club. He's very accessible. He talks his mind. And with present managers, that hasn't been there. And I can vouch for most people who work at the club. It's a great place to be at the minute. It's just the performances aren't as good. And hopefully, with a bit of stability and a change of fortune, that he can turn it round. But at the minute, this run's just not good enough with the squad he's got.
Are the players letting him down?
Oh, 100%. Like we said, the buck stops with the manager, and the be-all and end-all is that he is the man who's got to get the players playing their maximum, their potential, because the players that we have in that team, their potential is Premiership come top Championship, and at the minute they're nowhere near that. And arguably one or two, Antonio and Britt Samalonga, they've chipped in with goals. Michael Mantin's been steady as a rock. His performance has been up and down, but apart from that, there's not been many that can hold their hands up and says, well, I'm giving my all and I'm playing at the best of my ability.
So who takes responsibility for that, those senior players, or is that the manager's job to be getting more out of them?
Manager. Unfortunately, players lose confidence very, very quickly, and you can see that on the field, and it's up to the manager to get them players back at the same level as they were at the start of the season, where they were winning games where they shouldn't be winning games, seeing out games comfortably, and looking always that they could win a game, where every time Forest concede a goal, I look at them and look at the body language and think to myself, I can only see them getting a point at least. I could never see them turning it around and coming back to win. And that's not great to see from the stands.